Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Pastor Prophetess Royal Point Sienna Sprewell, and you have tuned into Boss Millionaire Makers. And I totally apologize, you guys, for my lateness. And it wasn't due to the fact that I wasn't on time. However, I had a little technical difficulty logging in. So, therefore, if you actually go to the broadcast, you will see that all of the information, usually that it may, if you're actually logging in through the page, you will see the information may look a little different today. However, I have to make sure that certain information is always uploaded and accurate. So, I had to make sure that my show itself was scheduled, and there was just a little glitch with that. But, however, I did go and I was able to get that taken care of, thank God, because I said it's no way that I'm not going to do my show at all. So that's why. So if that threw you back and you went and looked and you said, wow, it looked a little vague there, wow, there was no content, that is why. So from now on, I'll make sure that that portion is taken care of. And it just was due to the fact that I've been so overly busy, I didn't realize that my show wasn't scheduled for this morning. So I had to go in there, and I'm like, why I couldn't start it? Oh, but the show ain't scheduled. Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. So when you just that busy, as you and you know, you got a million and one things going on, sometimes you make those little glitches. And however, that was mine, and I truly do apologize to you. And this is so key to what I was going to talk about today. So it's funny that that even happened, because the topic of the day is consistency and believing in your vision and maintaining it. So even through adversity, that is actually the topic of the day. And it's not, like I said, that's so ironic. You have to understand that anything that you're going to be doing, you're going to come against issues, you're going to come against problems, and you have to know how to work through them. And I could have just said, oh, my show isn't scheduled on time. Guess what? I can go back to bed. How wouldn't that be beautiful at 4:00 in the morning? But no, I said, I'm not going to do that, because I have to maintain my integrity. I have to maintain the consistency, the flow of my show. And yes, even though it started 5 minutes later, the show still is going. The curtain is still drawn. Let's get the show on the roll here. So you have to continue what you're doing and be true to what you're doing and be consistent at what you're doing, because anything that you're doing, consistency is the key. Consistency to repeat repeatedly what you're doing over and over and over again till you get that thing down pat, and you have to keep going. And that's what's going to build your brand. That's what's going to build your audience, if that's what you're looking to achieve. And that's what's going to bring notoriety to your company. You have to make sure that you are staying focused on what you need to be doing. It's so easy to, give up. And you have to believe. First of all, you've got to trust God. Remember, I talk about how imperative trust is, and I always tell you guys that you have to trust God, and as long as you put Him first, because you can't do anything without Him. I don't believe in doing nothing without Him. I believe He's the key to the heart. He's the heartbeat. He's the engine to the car. I don't care how you got the wheels to roll the car. I don't care what how beautifully built out your transmission is. If you don't have the engine, that's the heart of the car. That's what it takes to keep going. And the Lord, our precious Jesus, our Almighty God, our Father, He is the engine. They built and locked in together. And you've got to have that to go. I just feel like even with people that, and I'm gonna give you a prime example, that are very wealthy, that are very successful, they have all the notoriety, they have all the fame, they have the popularity, they have multiple, they are multimillionaire, maybe by $300,000 or $500,000, $500 million. I apologize, and they have money just everywhere. Okay, as I said, God is the engine, and if you don't have Him, I don't care. You can have that engine that you have created, that you've built out to be the best, but if you don't have the oil, oh my God, I'm going somewhere and I'm preaching already this morning. If you don't have the oil in making sure that motor has had the fluid, and that's what we need, the power of God, the Holy Spirit to keep us going. That's what sanctifies us. That's what we need. That, I don't care how beautiful, that might be a Rolls Royce, that might be a Bentley, that car is going to shut down. Eventually, it won't even be able to move. And that's what happens to people that try to run without God. Eventually, they're going to shut down, and they won't even be able to move. And their engine going to lock up because they don't got the oil. And the oil is God's. It's His power. It's His anointing. It's the anointing within us. It's the Holy Ghost that's within you, because your body is the temple of the living God. And I don't even know why I'm really, I do know, because the Holy Spirit lead me. I'm going to go back, because you've got to understand, when we're talking about the concept of money, I'll continuously say this, because I want y'all to understand me. This is not something that I'm trying to glamorize. This is not something that I'm trying to just talk about because it's a popular topic. I'm telling y'all how God wants His people to handle money. I want y'all to understand the Christian perspective of prosperity. And when you get your mind incorporated and locked in how God wants you to operate and not operate like the world, in the world system, then you're going to fly and you're going to go into places that you never thought you would be able to go into before. Because that's just how good God is, especially with His people. You have to be consistent. Remember I talked about trusting God. Once you have locked into having Him being the engine, having that oil, which is the Holy Ghost in you, keeping you going and moving and doing the right things, being obedient to the will of God. When you do those things and you're operating in wisdom, pure wisdom now, it's going to be some things that I'm not going to be able to tell you even through these broadcasts and these shows, and it's going to be some things that you're strictly going to have to learn through trial and error, through experience. And that's where God is going to teach you the ins and outs of how to do certain things. A lot of things, I think I've mentioned this before, I've learned through trial and error. A lot of things I've learned only by the wisdom of God, by Him revealing things through revelational knowledge, through dreams, things that I would have never learned in a book. I would have never learned in seminary. I could have never learned this in college. This
the academia world can never show me this. This is only wisdom from heaven. And when you get to the place where you understand that some things you're going to tap into that nobody else can, only given by the wisdom and the power of God, then you set yourself apart from everybody else. You put yourself in a level and put yourself on a scale that folks can't even get to, because you have you understand what it takes to be successful. And anybody that want to be real, if you truly want to be successful in this life, it's going to take you to be obedient to the will and the word of God, because that's where true peace is. That's where true happiness is. That's where you have tapped into a place where no matter what's going on in your life, you can say, well, it is well, because I understand I'm in, it is well, you know why? Because I'm in the will. When you are in the will of God, then you can have peace with a lot of other things. But when you are not in the will of God, your whole life is turned upside down, and hell is coming from all sides. Once you've come to the place and you say, I can truly trust God and I trust him, then it's easy for you to believe in your vision. It's easy to believe in the thing that you want to do, because that's what it's going to take. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't believe in your vision, which is your baby, nobody else will. Nobody's going to see that thing like you see it. I don't care who's on board for the vision. They're not going to see it like you, because it wasn't given to them. It was given, it was placed in your heart. God birthed that thing in you for you to birth it out. I'm going to tell you, it's a thing like this. If you're a mother and parents understand, I don't take no credit, I don't discredit fathers in this way either. There's nobody going to love your kid like you're going to love them, your children like you're going to love them. You know why? Because you're the one that carried, I'm talking to my mother, you're the one that carried that baby. You're the one that went through 9 months, maybe of pain, discomfort, agony, pushing the baby out, having to prepare for it. And you not only when you had to go through all of that, you had to nourish the baby, and you kept the baby, and you made sure that baby was fed. You changed that baby diapers. After you did all of that, burping the baby, making sure the nights the baby was up crying because the baby didn't feel good. Then on top of that, you sent the baby. I'm talking about a real mother. Then after you did all those things to make sure you took care of that child and helped raise them and send them along the way in life, you make sure that you're still a nurturer. I don't care how old your baby gets. I don't care if your baby is 25 years old. That's still your baby, and you're going to look after them. and they call us helicopter moms and helicopter dads because we're real protective and we want to make sure that our children are, you know, and I've heard different parents say, yeah, I'm a helicopter parent. But I do believe that you have to let that thing go. And that's just like with your vision and with the purpose of what you have, your business. Whatever it is that you're doing, your ministry, you've got to let it go. Because if you don't let that baby, or now it becomes to the stage where it becomes a young man, a young woman, or a child, if you look at it in that sense, you got to let it out. You got to let it go. You got to let it be. You got to let it have its own experience, so to say. And we try to hold on. I'm talking metaphorically, but I hope y'all understanding what I'm saying, because sometimes when you're a prophet, you say things and people never get what you're saying. What I'm saying is that vision that you have, I'm talking like it's a child. You got to let it go, and then you have to let it walk. You can't try to manipulate every single move that it makes, because then there'll be failure. You do what you can, and you do what you got to do to create the best and the most successful outcome for what it is that you're attempting to do. Then you got to put it on a test run, and you got to let it see if it's going to work or not. That's where I'm going. And what happens is some people, they never trust it. They never let it go because they too busy hovering over the thing to make sure that it be successful, and they smother it and allow the vision to die. So what I'm saying to you on this morning is that you want to make sure that you believe in your vision, and nobody's going to believe in what you want to do like you are, because it was given to you. And yes, you. I'm not saying people are not going to get on board, especially those of you that are in ministry. You're definitely going to have people to love your ministry and love your work that you're doing. But I'm telling you that with the love that you have and the intensity that you have, and even though we can say that we love Jesus with all of our heart and soul, there's nobody that loved Jesus more than his Father, who he sit next to, because you know what? He has a seat in the kingdom of heaven that's seated right next to him. So I just want to encourage you all on today to say that no matter what your vision is, your purpose and your dream, that you stay consistent with it, that you don't give up on your vision. Because I've given you some of the tools how to set the foundation and how to get your business up and going. And we've talked about different concepts. You can go back over the show, previous shows, where I talked about search engine optimization, having a website, making sure that you have business cards. We've talked about all those things, how you want to present your business, how it should be effective, and those sorts of things are what you need to know. Those are the basics. And they sound premature to a lot of people, like, oh, I know that. But then when you go back and you look at it, their stuff isn't tight. So it is a good idea to even listen to the things that I may have mentioned, because you could pick up some stuff that you probably have maybe overlooked or you didn't realize was as much needed as it really is. So with that being said, I want to continue to tell you to stay encouraged, keep the faith, trust the vision, trust your work that you're doing, and don't get sidetracked on other things, because it's easy for you to get so caught up in one project, especially if you're working on multiple projects, that you lay one thing down. Now, how you keep moving with that is that it's good to have, as I talked about before, good time management skills. Certain days you're going to find yourself doing something and putting more time into one project probably than another, especially if, like for myself, you're in ministry and you're doing business and you have several things going, you have to learn how to manage them. And you got to set the time aside every day that you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, certain things. I know y'all know I'm working on several manuscripts, so you have to say, okay, this is the day I'm going to work on my book. Okay, so I'm not working on my book today. This is what I need to do for my business. And sometimes you have to do something consistently every day, right? And you've got to figure out, where do I have the time to put in for the other things that I'm trying to do? And that's where the work comes in, because You have to be able to strategically schedule out and pencil those things in appropriately. And if you don't do that, you're going to fall short on some end. And you got to figure out how do you balance this thing. So I think it's very imperative that we understand that balanced time management and keeping the hope and the dream alive and what we're trying to do and produce and have set forth to release as far as our vision and purpose is critical, and it's very key that we keep that concept as far as what we need to do. Y'all bear with me because I need to get me a drink of water, okay? One thing I've learned is that you don't want to procrastinate, because if you start procrastinating, then eventually weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks will pass, and you'll say, oh, my goodness, I was supposed to have done this a long time ago. I didn't do this. Now look at all the time that has passed me by. So you've got to stick to your gut, and you've got to continue to move and press forward in what you want to do, because you got to remember. I also talked about deadlines and how it's imperative that you do set a timeline. You need boundaries. You need to have boundaries. You have to say, okay, within this certain amount of period of time. And I think that's the flexibility that is very comfortable in having. So, for instance, if you have you want a project released by a certain date, you can say, okay, I know that I'm not pressed to have this done by next week, Wednesday. You can say, okay, I've given myself at least a month or two out for this project to be finished. Okay, so if I have set my date for August the 5th, that means that I have to strategically set my time wisely aside as to how I'm going to work and incorporate this in my schedule. And I'm going to work towards this every week, maybe twice a week, maybe it's three times a week on this particular goal. And get people involved. Get people that really want to see you be successful, who can really help you to push and mandate your vision and your dream. And get those people on board with what you're doing. And that will help you too, because it just keeps you encouraged, because you don't want to start something and then you get so discouraged because you don't know how to go about doing it. Remember, we talked about in previous weeks about networking and how imperative it is to get with other people that can help push our vision. And I was thinking about two or three people that you could network and you can connect with, and that would be very, very good and very critical for you to do that, especially in this day and time that we live in. We just need that little bit of help sometimes to help us, to get us along the way. Okay. All right. Now, I want to touch a little bit about some of the things that I think, and I hopefully that you have thought about clearly, critically have thought about what it is that you're doing. Have you got other people's opinions that's close to you that can give you an honest answer as to what they really think about your vision, about what it is that you're attempting to do? And sometimes you need those people that are brutally honest,
that are not going to hold back because they don't want to hurt your feelings or because they don't want to say something to offend you. But you got to be able to take constructive criticism. If you're a business owner or you're in ministry or you're someone that you're going to school, I don't care what it is that you're doing, you have to be able to take constructive criticism. Even in school, when the professor or the instructor or teacher is grading your paper, they are going to give you constructive criticism. And I want to give a strong cadoodles out there to all of you that I have been seeing that have been preparing for graduation for 2016. I'm talking to all classes. I'm talking about all majors, to everybody from high school all the way up to college to your doctoral degree. I am so proud of you. I've been seeing so many graduations on Instagram and on Facebook and people that are so proud for various things they're doing, getting their certificates, stuff they're doing. Hey, you earned it, and congratulations to you. I'm so very proud of a lot of you that have taken the time, because I don't care what it is. You did the courses, you did the classes, you studied the material, and you finished. So that is a blessing. And again, congrats to you graduates. I really am so very proud of you, and I send you much love from me in regards to what you're doing and your future endeavors. And I pray that whatever you went to school for, whatever you went to your various trainings for to learn, that you will apply that information that you have effectively, and that you can tap into those pockets of wealth that we have talked about through the various weeks, to help you get to the next level in your life. I'm going to start bringing, I think it's key to now to switch gears a little bit, and I'm telling those that listen faithfully to the broadcast so you can know where I'm going. I think it's important that as I fake call myself Dr. Sprewell, okay, as I get ready to present people and start bringing some folks on the show in various areas that have been successful in things and have a godly perspective in what they're doing. I think it's critical and key to start bringing some of those people in that can give you give you inspiration and say, okay, they've done it. This is how they went about doing it. This is very inspiring to me. I think that I have laid a lot of the foundation and a lot of the footwork down for you, and I'm going to continue to do that for sure, especially throughout all the broadcasts and that sort of thing. But I just think that it's imperative right now that probably within the weeks ahead, I start getting some folks in here that can start telling about how they have launched their business, how they've been successful, how they have incorporated, you know, the Lord in their life, and how that has truly worked out for them. Remember, we're talking about being a boss, being one that's in control of our life and our situation, our circumstances, making sure that we have things in order. We're not dogmatic. We're not talking about being a bully or somebody that's just dogmatic. You don't want to do that. We're talking about how you can be successful, how you're being in control, and how you have things in order and structured in your life so that it's helping to influence all the other people's lives around you in a positive light. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is helping our fellow brother, sister, helping our fellow man. And that's what Jesus preached, you know, what you've done unto others, you have done unto me. And I believe, I'm a strong believer in helping other people. You know, even sometimes I was thinking about certain things that I want to gift to folks, and
and the timing of that. You know, I think that if you really want to be blessed, sometimes you got to let go of certain things. And I think it's a period of time. Why do I feel that way? Because I think that God can give you stuff, and it's for a period of time for you to use it, and then it's time for you to move, let it go, so that God can elevate you and give you something better. I know I said something right there. I said, and I'm going to say it again, I believe that sometimes we have to let go of stuff that we have. I'm talking about material things, and bless somebody else with it, because it's a temporary use. Because when we let those things go, now that God can say, now I can elevate you and I can give you something much more better than what it is that you've had. And I think a lot of times we get so caught up with being materialistic that we hold on to a lot of stuff. And unless we don't like it no more. But I'm talking about something that you like. I'm talking about something that you feel like, you know what, this you have somewhat of an attachment to. It's sometimes it's good to let things like that go, because when you do, God can say, okay, I see the sincerity of your heart. Now I can really and truly bless you with something else. And I think that in certain instances, yeah, it's fine that we do that. And I think that God finds pleasure and pleasing in the sight of that. I'll just say this much. I don't talk about what I do for folks, so I'm not going to go into all that. But I'll give you an example of what I'm saying. So if I have a dress, and it might be a brand new dress that I have, I've never worn it before. It may be one of the best dresses that I bought, because I really like this dress. But I could say, you know what, I want to bless somebody else with this dress. They will really love this dress. I think this dress is beautiful for them. Let me send this dress to them. Just on general principle, as we used to call it, just on GP, I'm giving you this. It's no strings attached. I don't want anything. I just want to be a blessing to you. I don't expect nothing back. I don't expect no glory. I don't even want you to tell nobody. Just I'm giving it to you out of the kindness of my heart. And that's what we're supposed to do for other people and a lot of other instances and things that we're doing. And this is how you create that Christian wealth. That's how you – these are the things that you do that God sees, and he brings about blessings in your life because you have been so good to other people. And a lot of you all know that my brother – is a retired NBA player. And I love the fact that he was a kind-hearted person. He would give you folks stuff. I remember my brother coming home, and he would have boxes of clothes that he bought, brand new with tags. I'm serious, I lie not. Brand new with tags, just boxes and boxes of clothes. And we would all get so excited because we wanted to see what's in the boxes, what he got, so we could get the stuff. And then we'd say, okay, well, I can see who could wear this. And a lot of stuff was manly stuff. Some stuff I couldn't wear, definitely, because it was manly, it's manly attire. But some clothes weren't too manly I could wear, and team stuff and that sort of thing. And I say, oh, wow. Okay, I can see who I can give this to. This is a blessing. Oh, these shoes, these are nice. Let me see which cousins of mine I can give these to. Stuff like that. And when you do things like that, you are bringing blessings in your life, and God will allow blessings to flow. No matter what people think or say, God continue to bless you because you have been a blessing to other people. And that's how you keep wealth. That's how you keep your blessings flowing, because you're good to other people. Regardless to what you're doing in your life, you're still supposed to be good and to other folks. I'm a firm believer in that, and I really trust and believe that if you are a giver, blessings will come to you. And as the Lord says, give because it's freely been given unto you. When you give, you can't do nothing but expect all sorts of good
things to happen for you, okay? So let's talk a little bit about some of the opportunities that we should take and what shouldn't we take. I think that's something that's important for us to consider. And I think a lot of times when people have a business and you're trying to birth a new adventure off the ground, a lot of times you don't know what doors to go through because you say, if I do this, then this could be a negative outcome. If I do this, it could be a positive outcome. And you don't quite know. I'm talking at the point where you have something, you've got your business off the ground, but you want to take it, you want to take it to another level, or you want to do something different with your vision or your business, but you want to make sure that you're turning the corner and it's the right, are you making the right move, in other words, is what I'm saying. So you have to critically think. I'm going to help you with that. So you got to critically think about, is this something that I should effectively be doing? How will other people perceive what I'm doing? Would it be are they going to be receptive of what I'm doing? And you always should seek God. I really believe that anything that we do, especially when it comes to our life and changing our life and making critical decisions in our life, that we need to seek God and pray. You've got to pray about the things that you want to do so that God can give you instruction. And I'm not going to tell you the instruction may come by way of him directly telling you himself or by way of dream or a vision or anything like that. But God can send prophets your way. He can send people your way. He can give you signs. Things can automatically happen. You say, oh, it just fell into place. I mean, I didn't even have to do anything about that. After I prayed about that, that thing just fell right in alignment the way that it should. And that's what makes the difference. So anything that we do, we want to keep it up in prayer before God and ask him, Lord, is this what I should be doing? And if so, how do I make sure that I'm doing this effectively? What steps should I be taking? Okay, I want to make this move, Lord. Is it okay? Do you think that I should really go this route? And I'm not saying that you have to bombard the Lord with every single idea that you have. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about those major decisions, because a lot of times we make major decisions, major choices in our lives, and they're mistakes. I'll give you a prime example, marrying the wrong person, because you married them, and this is what happens in business. Business can be a marriage to you because it's a big step. Opening a business is a big step. Going to college and picking the wrong major is a big decision. Opening your ministry at the wrong time can be a big mistake. Not having the information that you need to effectively operate that thing successful can become a big mistake. So you have to advise and tell the Lord, okay, Father, is this what I should be doing? If so, how should I go about doing it? When you know what? Because the reason why I related that to a marriage, because your heart get involved. When you're in business, you are invested. In a marriage, you are invested. In a relationship, you are invested. Feelings are invested. And sometimes you cannot see to make the right decisions because you're so invested spiritually. And I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. A lot of people, the reason why they make the wrong move, because they have stepped ahead or outside of the right thing by adding sex to the matter, which causes a whole nother drama, because you shouldn't be doing that outside of marriage, no way. And there wouldn't be so much investment, feelings invested
and you could think clearly because you're not thinking about sexual activity. I know I went a little off there, but that is the great analogy of what I'm saying. We're getting your feelings all caught up that you can't see clearly. So when you make right choices, you don't think with that. You think with your brain. You start thinking with your mind. You should tap your head right now. You're thinking with your brain. With your brain, and you're thinking clearly, and you're critically thinking about what you need to do and the moves that you need to make, because that's what it's going to take to be successful in your business, is to critically think about those things that you want to do. Remember, you got to be invested, and you got to believe in what you're doing. And you got to keep the momentum going. You can't start and then stop. You can't do that because I know what I'm talking about. Because it's easy to get that way, especially if you get caught up or sidetracked by something else that's going on in your life. And I understand now, but believe me, if it's something that's going on that especially is have to do medically, which, you know, or something that happens, certain circumstances are definitely, truly out of our control, and there's nothing that you can do about it because it's the purpose, will, and plan of God for your life, and God knows it. Remember, you have to just pray and ask the Lord to guide you, order your footsteps, and I think it's critical as people of God, that we understand and have a clear perspective in the direction that we're going, because you never want to do anything without the blessing of God on your life and have God's blessing upon your vision, upon the work that you're doing. And I think I'm all about higher education. I'm a firm believer in higher education. I believe that people... Now, I'm going to give y'all my take on that, especially I want to bring that point up because, you know, we're right around the corner. It's graduation, a lot of graduations, and graduation time is right around the corner, and people, they need that extra push for that momentum. I'm a firm believer in higher education. Y'all have heard me talk about it several times on my show because, of course, I'm an academia student myself, so I believe in having that scholarly knowledge, whether you're getting it from a divinity perspective, which is religion, or you're getting it from an academic environment, which is has to do with education. So either way, you're educating or you're getting the knowledge that you need to help further you and what you want to do. And I'm a firm believer in that. However, I also believe in the power of a trade. I think that for some people, they don't have to go to college per se for 4-year brick and mortar or even online or having to attend certain classes or what have you. I think that you can obtain the knowledge from a 2-year trade or from a 1.5-year trade and get the knowledge that you need to do what you want to do, especially like medical techs, things like that. You don't have to necessarily, for a nurse, you can go in, you won't be a nurse with a bachelor of science, you won't have a BA, but you will also, you will definitely have maybe an associate's, or you'll have that 1.5-year training that you need to get you to be that that level 1 nurse. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So I'm just making a point of that sometimes you don't have to go a long haul to get the knowledge or the information you need. For instance, those that go to culinary school, I'm not into culinary, so I can't tell you how long school would be, but it's some people that just got the gift. I mean, can burn at will at any point. And so they want to take their thing to the next level. So they'll attend culinary school and they'll get the knowledge that they need to put the extra spice on it. Now, I believe my mom and my family and all them were into catering, and they had a catering business for over 20 years. First Choice Caterers, kadoodles to y'all. I love them. And they felt it was a time that they no longer need to be in service. However, that presentation was always important to them, and I'm bringing that up to mention presentation because presentation is key to your business. It's how people perceive you. If you don't have a good look or a good image, you're not going to be viewed as professional. And I think when it comes to food, I love food. However, because I'm on my weight loss journey, there are certain foods that I will not eat, certain foods I don't eat often. For instance, pastas and stuff. I'm going to be honest with y'all, I was big on pasta, right? And I loved stuff like spaghetti and fettuccine Alfredo and those sorts of things, especially from Olive Garden. But I don't eat those things often because they're so high in calories. So it's a treat to me to eat those foods, okay? Presentation, especially at a restaurant, is I'm always looking at how the food presented. You know, if I want to give it, I believe in tipping people, and I want to mention this to you all, that when you are in people in your business, don't ask them for a tip, okay? If you have a business that require a tip, for instance, if you're a nail technician, like I was a nail technician, if people want to give it to you, yes, that's a beautiful thing, but if they don't, so be it. And don't treat people differently because they didn't tip you. And I know folks do that. And that's unethical. If they tip you, yes. Do you feel you deserve a tip? Yes. And they probably should have given you one, but did they? No. So don't get mad. Get an attitude. Okay? If you have a restaurant and somebody come in all the time and they never tip you, okay, well, you don't serve their food and do stuff and not serve their food and present it right to them because you want to just give it to them sloppy because they never tip you. No, you still maintain your professionalism and you give a good presentation because it's a reflection of you and your company. And I think that presentation is key, especially when it comes to food, that people can see that your stuff looks good and it looks the same all the time. Majority of time when you go to McDonald's or you go to fast food restaurants that are local chains, you can see that you can go from one state to another and the food is the same. Starbucks coffee tastes the same. You see what I'm saying? KFC chicken tastes the same. Popeye's chicken tastes the same. Majority of time, it might be fried a little harder, maybe a little softer, but overall, when you want KFC chicken, it's going to taste like KFC chicken, and it's all about how you present it. Now, you might say, you know what, I'm never going back to that restaurant again because I don't like how they put my food. I could tell it was all sloppy in the box. They didn't give me no napkins. They didn't give me no ketchup. They just threw my stuff in there. My fries was all turned over. You say, oh, they don't know how to present no food. I don't want to go back to them. Or you could say, you can go to another place. Oh, I really like that restaurant. They make sure that my food is put in my bag. It's all nice. It's neat. They make sure I have everything I need. I didn't even have to ask. And that's one thing I love about my mother. She's big on presentation, and I think I got a lot of that. I can say I got a lot of that from her, especially with the high level of how I like things to be presented. And I really appreciate my mama for that, for instilling that in me. And that's why the Bible says raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they get older, they won't depart from it, because my mama was a stickler about how she liked the things presented. And she might have been tough as nails on you about it, but she was serious about what she was saying, and she is serious about what she's saying. Let me take that back, because my mother is living. Thank God I have her with me, okay? presentation, and she, and a lot of times she'll say, and she worked with me, they need to do this, we need to do this over, this is how this need to be done. And I say, okay, mama, because she tougher than me. So I'm us working together, nope, don't nobody want, they don't want to get on our team because we're going to be on them. That's real talk. Because it's about making sure that your stuff is presented right and it looks good and people feel good about what they're getting. And they can come back to you. And you, it's nothing like people spreading the word on your business or your company because it's something that you could have done or corrected. I'm helping y'all out this morning. You have to make sure that you're doing what is enlightening to people and to others, how they perceive your business, how do they perceive your ministry, how do they perceive your company, how is that instructor or that teacher perceiving your papers? Are you just putting stuff together just to put words on the paper? You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. Hold on. Let me get a drink. I'm in school, and I'm in college. So all the courses that I have been done, I've been in college for years because I'm going to the highest level. So every paper that I do, I try to present it my best by looking at it, giving the right content, making sure I put the sources in there, whatever they're requiring me to do to cover the topics that they ask me to cover. I'm not saying I'm a perfect, I get it perfect every time, but most of the times, and I'm not tooting my own horn, I'm going to come out clear with an A or no less than a B because I put the teacher, the instructor, the professors, they can look and see, okay, I can tell that this student really did put some substance in this and took their time. And that's just like with your business, your presentation. People can tell if you put substance in it and if you took your time. If you do hair, I hate people that rush jobs just because they want to get to the next client. Well, appreciate me. I'm sitting in your chair. I came first, didn't I? Aren't you working on me? So if you're working on me, do the best that you can with me, and when you get to the next person, you treat them the same, because you never want to rush a job because you don't have time. And that's what time management is about, people. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you do hair, or if you do nails, or if you cut hair, or if you're in the beauty industry, period, you should make sure that what you're doing is a good presentation of you and you're not rushing people. Because if you mess up somebody's hair, or you make their hair fall out, or you jack up their hairstyle, it's all a reflection on you. Because somebody's going to say, well, who did that? Don't go to her, because you know what? At the end of the day, she's not going to make sure that your perm is straight. She don't take her time putting it in. She rush through it, and then she wash your hair out, and she sits you on the dryer, and she rushing you out of her chair. So you want to make sure that you do that and that you're doing appropriately what needs to be done. I didn't realize how fast that this show has come upon us. Okay, so I hope that you really got something from what I said today. The show was scheduled out for an hour. Typically, it's scheduled out for an hour and a half. So I just want to tell you that I am so very proud of you guys for what you're doing. Continue to stay strong. Continue to move and press your way throughout this week. Stay consistent. Be a boss. Go out there and get it. Make sure that what whatever you're trying to accomplish, that you have invested in it and that you're giving it your all as far as the quality of the work that you are presenting, because that is key to your image, your business, your ministry, your company, your corporation. This is what you've got to do to be the best that you can be and to be a boss millionaire maker at doing it and making it happen. Listen, I love you. This is Pastor Prophetess Royal Point Sienna Sprewell. Dr. Sprewell on the line with you this morning, listening in. I appreciate you tuning to the broadcast to make sure you being successful. This is Boss Millionaire Makers. I want you to go out there and get them today. Be blessed. Bye.